In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You have led captivity captive. Dear faithful, Saint Jesus died on the cross and visited hell, where our fathers in faith were expecting him for centuries since the fall. The saints of the Old Testament were waiting in a peaceful joy the day heaven would become accessible again. It is done now. Jesus, after spending 40 more days with his disciples, opened for them the doors of paradise. They were no longer locked since his death upon the cross, but no one else than the Redeemer going to heaven would be able to open them for all. Those who were captive in the hells became another kind of captive, but from their own will and with a great joy that could not be taken of them. From hope that one day the Messiah would come and free them from their captivity outside of heaven, they became filled with divine charity. And they saw the Lord face to face for an entire day, between the moment of his death and the hour of his resurrection. Today is the final triumph of Jesus over evil, and the first accomplishment of his promise of eternal life. Today we are celebrating the triumphal entry of Jesus in the heavenly Jerusalem, but not alone. Being king, it is highly convenient that those he saved would come with him. The angels were waiting in heaven. Jesus had the company of the multitudes of the patriarchs, judges, prophets, holy women, and all the saints of the first alliance to enter the eternal kingdom. From the valley where our fathers were waiting in a strange captivity, they were rewarded for their patience and quiet expectation of the Savior. They were caught into a captivity all of us should be jealous and desirous to enter in, the one of charity. Through our fathers, who didn't lack of faith, we may become participants of their joy. Like them, we were captive, enchained, enslaved with the unpleasant bonds of our sins. Since the glorification following Jesus' enter in his kingdom, it has been an uninterrupted continuation of Jesus' glorification, with all the saints entering the joy of the Master. Dear faithful, today is the beginning of the Feast of All Saints, which will never end. It began with the only begotten Son of God, and following him, all the adoptive sons of God came in, being added, being aggregated to God's family in the mystery of the redemption. When Jesus ascended into heaven, says St. Paul, a whole train of holy souls, a glorious conquest, enter therein with him. But these souls of the just who escorted Jesus in his triumph are only the first fruits of innumerable harvests. Unceasingly, souls are ascending into heaven. Until that day, when the kingdom of Jesus shall have attained the measure of its fullness. Whoever could be baptized and be faithful to God's commandment is called to take part in the eternal heritage. These are the last words Jesus gave to his disciples before his ascension. One last command to fulfill, with the promise of an eternal reward at the end. Saint Leo the Great goes even further and leads our contemplation towards the magnificence of God's promise. On this holy day, he said, we have received not only the assurance of entering into possession of eternal glory, but we have already entered into the gates of heaven with Jesus. Dear faithful, let us therefore choose to become captive of God's love. The only holy slavery that would make us truly and only free. Our path to heaven is today illuminated in a wonderful way, as Jesus himself maintains the doors of paradise open for us to contemplate a glimpse of his glory under the veil of faith and hope. The hour of this glorification has not yet struck for us. But while awaiting our eternal union with the choir of the blessed, we should in mind and holy desires dwell in that heaven where Christ, our head, lives and reigns forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.